stash away. It's the squirrel friend's cocktail hour.
Hello and welcome to another episode of the Squirrel Friend's Cocktail Hour, a podcast where we occasionally recap the best show on television, RuPaul's Drag Race. My name is Nick Kachanov, and joining me as always is my co-host and favorite squirrel friend, Amanda Kaczynski.
Hello.
Hello.
You look so ominous with the shadows on your face. Right,
I know. I'm in my.
You look like the Phantom of the Opera because I can only see.
I was looking down. I was like, "Hello and welcome." Here we are.
In your closet. Yeah, here you are. Your AC's getting fixed.
AC guy is here. Today. I mean, I feel like I could write a whole book about it at this point too. For those of you who don't know, we got some split systems installed in our house, like those little ductless things. We got four of them. They work beautifully, and then they only work for like 2 hours, and then it starts blowing fan air. And well, we're fixing it. It's been a long journey. I feel like
that's almost worse, to have it working for 2 hours and then it just going off again.
Yeah, I mean, Kian and I, we were like dancing throughout the whole house. It was last week, right? Or like earlier this week? I can't remember when I sent that text.
It's been an ongoing journey.
And then they left and they're like, yay. And like, even like the guys that have been here for so long, we're like friends with them now. We're all going to go out for drinks after. And then it like 2 hours later, I was like, it feels like it's getting hot in here. And I was like... And then I put my hand up.
Did you not hear like the like? Brrr.
Yeah, it was like. Brrr. It was like a lukewarm breeze. It was like someone blowing on my face, just hot air. It's all happening. We'll figure it out. But how are y'all, Amanda? What's new?
I was sick all week.
Oh, that's right. Oh my god.
I got it again.
I feel like you had. I mean, I swear I had COVID like 3 weeks ago, but I didn't. I took like seven tests. It was like around Mother's Day. But did you actually take a test, or are you just like self-diagnosed?
No, I took a test.
Okay. My stomach just made like a fart noise. I feel like Jody. She's like, that's a fart. I heard it.
You probably might be COVID.
Maybe it is. But it's a person or a coworker that I work with. Jesus. She got COVID, and she described like the exact same symptoms that I had, like a crazy sore throat, fevers, chills, fatigue, like super tired. But I didn't have it, I guess. I don't know. Who cares?
Yeah, when I get it, it doesn't affect my upper respiratory, which is fine, because I don't think there's anything worse than having a sore throat.
Ugh. It's the
but
worst.
It attacks my, well, first of all, I already have IBS, so it really goes after that.
Oh, dang.
Yeah, but I'm used to that feeling anyway, so it doesn't change the sensation at all. And then I'm just super fatigued and just like chills and body aches. I spend a lot of time in the bathtub. And now we're back. Latrice sat laid on my head the entire time.
Aww. That's really cute. Where the hell was I? I just like lost my train of thought. Anyway, but we're here. And you know, so I think, let me say this, emphasis on thing. Next week, I think both of us are free on Monday or Tuesday, hopefully, that we won't be dropping the episode like the day that the next episode comes out. Yeah. It's classic Squirrel Friends. What else can I say? Yeah.
We're not making any money off of this.
Yeah,
this
better late than never. So a nice way to kick off the weekend. I guess
you know what I thought we should do, because we never do it because we're terrible at this.
What?
We should talk about like the other podcasts that we do.
Yeah,
we've never promoted our other podcast.
Yeah, because at the end we're just like, bye. So
gets out.
Why don't you go first? Because since I feel like we touched upon it, but still, like, go for it.
I just have a podcast called We Love to Hate Everything. It's free. On everyone's main feed. And then we have We Love to Hate TV, and we recap Sister Wives, Beverly Hills, Salt Lake City, Teen Mom, True Life, MTV stuff, just random shit. And then I have Total Request Podcast, where you guys suggest any episode for us to recap and we will watch it. We just did a Mr. Belvedere episode.
Whoa.
A Full House episode. And we're doing Home Improvement this week.
Oh, Home Improvement. Jill Taylor.
We're doing the cancer episode.
The goiter. The goiter.
Yeah.
He's got that goiter. I remember that. I remember not being like too scarred by it, but I was like, whoa. You know, on a very special episode of Home Improvement.
Well, it was great for me, because now every time I get like a little tickle in my throat, I'm like, it's goiter.
Yeah.
It's
cancer. Cancer. It's cancer. Yeah.
All right. Anyway, so you go ahead.
Yeah. And I guess my other two podcasts are The Good Vanilla, which is a Barefoot Contessa podcast. Basically, I watch episodes of Barefoot Contessa in no particular order. Like, sometimes I regret not going in order, but it's nice to have a little variety because some of those early seasons are crazy.
That Halloween one is so funny.
Oh, the Halloween one. Yes. Well, you've had your treat. Now it's time for a trick. Snaps fingers, disappears.
And all the reaction is like,
they go, wow. Yeah. Oh, that is top five. I love a good ending to a Barefoot Contessa. The two that I recapped the past 2 weeks have been sort of lukewarm, but I'll get back there. Yeah, so The Good Vanilla, check it out. It's a good time. And, of course, the Best Supporting Podcast with Colin Drucker. Ever heard of her? That we started out recapping Best Supporting Actress Oscar winners, and then it's sort of morphed into like whatever we want. We just did last week was, or just this week we did an episode
Seinfeld.
On Best Supporting Elaine. Yes. Oh my God.
Amazing.
Two great episodes.
The whole time. Yeah. Yes. I feel like you guys were talking to me the whole time, and you actually did several times.
Yeah, we did. Yeah, you were like a assistant to the BSA in that episode in spirit. But yeah, and you know we recap award shows and stuff like. So it's and both of those are free. We do have a Patreon for the Best Supporting Podcast where we do like a little after show and just talk about whatever we want, but also Real Housewife talk and other stuff too. So yeah, that's what we've been up to. And here we are, Squirrel Friends. Should we get into it, I guess?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, so the queens walk back into the workroom. Jinx is first doing her evil laugh, which you hate. You didn't love that when she did it.
I actually didn't mind that.
Okay, good, yeah.
It wasn't quite Criminus and Izzy for Shiz Boy.
Yeah, that's true.
It was less annoying than that.
Yeah. I liked it in the talking head, though. I'm just, like, obsessed with Jinx.
Yeah,
so Jinx explains why she blocks Shay because she, like, again... I don't even think you need to explain it. Yeah,
it's like, of course, what everyone should be doing.
She said, like, well, if I don't block her now, then when will I block her? And I was like, all right, fine.
Vivian's like, oh, that's actually a very good strategy. It's not even a strategy. It's just like, obviously, that's what you should do.
Yeah, who's the biggest threat? I at the very end of this episode, or maybe it was the next episode, I can't remember, they're all blurring together, but like I would take it as a compliment. I'd be like, all right, you think I'm a bad bitch, and no hard feelings. Like, it sucks that I can't get a legendary legend star, but you know, it would be a boost of confidence for me too, in a way.
Maybe, but really the most interesting part that I'm really invested in is this alliances.
Oh, story. God. Or lack thereof. I mean, we'll get into it, but...
Or this plunger thing. I don't care.
That's I kind of love the plunger thing, actually. It was
but
like,
it's so
stupid.
Dumb. No one believes it.
I think, I think Jinx debunked it on the next episode. Like, she kind of put it to rest, but, you know, kind of went with it.
So you did watch the next episode.
I watched, like, the first 10 minutes, minutes. Okay. Yeah, and then I work blew up and I had to go. So Monet is very thankful that she wasn't blocked. And Evie said that she... We need to talk about Evie's laugh. We're talking about it off mic.
You made me laugh, so you're like, I'm fucking over it.
I know, I can't. I can't with it anymore. I do love you, Evie, saying that. But, like, I just... The laugh has run its course. She said...
I think it's put on.
Yeah, especially in the confessionals. Like, I just... She's always like... I'm like, just like me, who unhinges their jaw in every picture... That's a deep cut. That is a deep cut for the email.
I don't think it really is.
Yeah. I just feel like Evie is always like laughing really hard. They always show her laughing really hard, like in person, like as they're filming, but also in the confessionals. Like, I think when they were talking about blocking Monet, Evie said something like, I would have just lingered around Monet just to make her sweat and, you know, insert the laugh. I'm over the laugh. That's
Trinity
all I want to say.
Kind of does a fake. Trinity has a little.
She does. It's like it's like this like tee hee sort of laugh. Yeah, it
like
sounds
that.
Like an evil dummy.
It's kind of. Yeah.
She kind of looks
the
like
one
too.
Living dummy.
Yeah. Yeah. Goosebumps.
You know what? Me and Jody just did. We just recorded our Real Housewives of Beverly Hills.
Okay.
And we're starting to like develop. Well, I mean, Jody probably already had accents, but I'm starting to like get some accent, like voices going.
There we
for
go.
Women and. Sutton, I feel, has the same voice as Trinity. At least, like, if I would do an impression of her.
Sure.
Like, hey, y'all.
Yes.
Come on over here. I'm going to have the Bloody Mary in the morning.
I do love Sutton. Everyone hates Sutton, but I kind of like her. But I don't. I mean, you and I have no previous...
Nothing.
We're in the same boat. We have not watched a single season of Beverly Hills prior to this. So, whatever. But I do like Sutton. I also like Garcelle a lot, and I don't know how people feel about Garcelle. Anyway, where the hell were we? Okay, so then we talk about Dat Plunger. Shay comes in. Shay takes it as a compliment. That's where I was going with all this. And it did make me laugh that Monet fell for whatever Shay was initially saying. Like, I feel like they were all skeptical, and that made me laugh. Because Monet was like, see, I think this, it was just really cute how she fell for it. And just Jinx going, like, just saying, like, you can't say that. Like, she was on the couch. Yeah. It was funny. But I think they all know that, like, it was just, like, a funny bit, and it sort of faded away. But I liked it. And then what they have this footage of Jada putting on the Vivian's red shoulder things. You were describing that last week. Oh, it's so funny. She's so tiny.
She's teeny.
But
I love her.
I love Jada. I love when she walks around. She's like, it's fashion, ho. Like, she's just, like, kind of prancing around.
I'm so proud of her that she gets to have, or I'm happy for her that she gets to have this. It's not even a retribution. It's just, like, you know, she didn't get to have a real win. So she gets to at least.
She's on the board, too. Yeah, that's cool. I'm happy for her. So the next day, they're in the workroom, and Evie says, I think this is another talking head. She's like, it's a new day in the workroom, and I'm ready to fuck shit up. It's just like when, I think my favorite, I mean, for as much as I hate it, I love it. Because there's different versions of it.
Well, you got a pretty spot-on impression of it.
Yeah. It's, I like when it's like barely a laugh. She's like, like it's an afterthought. I'm obsessed, but I also hate it. And the queens are talking smack around the table, and Trinity's bitter, but glad she's not blocked this week. And there's a video message from RuPaul, and Trinity is afraid that it's a spelling bee. Are you a good speller, Amanda?
I'm a great speller,
Amanda. Me too. I mean,
I'm a stickler for grammar, too.
There's like, what was I just looking up yesterday? I have like a hard time with like, what was it? Yeah, this story's going nowhere, but I feel like I'm a better speller than like with grammar, because like the Western Pennsylvania rubs off on me, and I don't speak well. But have you ever been in a spelling bee? Do they have those in Canada? I'm imagining.
I don't know if they do. I've never been in one.
Whoa!
Ever.
I made all the spelling bees, but guess what? I was always the first one out. I was like, really? I was like just smart enough to get there, and then I would choke. I remember. I remember this so vividly. The first word that I got out on was the word perhaps, but. The lady, the way that she said it was perhaps. And I was like, can you say it again? And she's like, perhaps. Prolapse. Yeah, almost. It sounds like that. But so I was like, P-R-O-H-A-P-S. And then they ding the bell. And then they give you this card that says, I was stung by this word. And they write the word out for you. And I was like.
So that you remember it on your phone.
Yeah, I know. I like, I bet my mom still has it. And
every time you hear the word perhaps, do you get
I shudder. I'm like, and the other word that I missed, this one is a little bit harder. It was sergeant. I spelled
that is hard.
Yeah,
S-E.
It doesn't. Yeah, S-E, not S-A. So, yeah, spelling bees. I like spelling, though. All right, so.
I think we're both the kind of person, you just did it, where if I'm writing out a text and I spell something wrong.
Yes.
Even if I know that the person knows what I meant to say, I cannot.
I have to correct it. Yes.
Correct it. Just you know, I know that was fucked up.
Yeah, this is for me. This is not for you. Just like ignore it. Yeah, I just
There's
did it.
There's nothing worse than when it's always me, it's never Jody, but when I'll post an episode of a podcast and I'll have a spelling error, grammatic error in there.
Yeah.
And then I'll go in and I'll fix it, but I know that the damage is already done.
Yeah, she's got screenshots. Yeah.
Well, just anyone who automatically has like automatic downloads,
oh,
they won't see the correction unless they erase it and then re-download it, which who would do that?
Yeah. Oh, that sucks. So it's just like out there forever.
It's just out there. And it's always, you can always tell who wrote which one too. And it's always an Amanda post.
I mean, it's, I don't know. Sometimes I have the strength to proofread and sometimes I don't. And, you know, but alas, Rue enters the workroom and she does that like Blair St. Clair shimmy.
Yeah.
I'm cold. And then the shh, which is cute. The mini challenge is Hung Man. But it's basically like Hangman. Ha ha ha. I'm like, huh, huh. And it's a before
it's
and after
your new
game.
Thing now, I think.
Yeah, I know.
It's gonna be your new thing.
So, and this is interesting because I would never know what to call this, like the before and after game, like the example, you know, it comes later in the runway where they do like Cardi B, Arthur. I feel like there's, I made a mental note to like come up with my own couple of examples for it, but I didn't think of any. So maybe we'll do it.
I didn't even consider that. But they do this on Jeopardy too, right?
Sure Jeopardy or Wheel of Fortune? Jeopardy. Oh, Jeopardy. I see. You're like, no, Jeopardy. Yeah.
I'm really bad at Wheel of Fortune too. Like Wordle, I just stopped doing that after like 2 weeks.
Sometimes it makes my head hurt. Excuse me.
I can't, or like a word jumble, like impossible. Like I can, my mind cannot move things around like that in any theoretical way. I just have to look, like what I'm looking at is what. That's all I can see.
Yeah, sometimes if I get a yellow letter, I have to like cover it with my finger to pretend it's not there. Or sometimes I like put it in like my notes app. I've never cheated in Wordle. I've like maybe rearranged the letters in a word.
Cheat in Wordle?
Just look up 5-letter words with these with these 3 letters or whatever. There was something I was gonna say. You said, do you like, not crossword puzzles, but word searches. Does that, like, are you not good at those?
Yeah, I'm good at that.
Me too, actually. I am. I want to have, like, a word search off with you. That'd be cool.
I actually do want to do a Seinfeld Seen It with you, by the way.
Oh, my God. That would be so fun. I think someone still has it. Either my brother has it. I don't know how the hell we would do it.
Yeah,
there has to be because, like, you need, like, a DVD player. No one has those anymore. I mean, we have one, but, like, it wouldn't work. So I think
I would also kill on a friend's one, too.
Oh, yeah. I mean, my life dream is for you to go against Keon's brother in Friends Trivia because he is...
Oh, yeah?
He watches, or I think I said this before, he listens to episodes of Friends in his, like, SUV. You know how, like, there's a TV for the kids?
Oh, yeah.
He just puts the DVDs in and, like, listens to them. And he's a DJ on the weekends, so he, like, travels for, like, 3 hours to, like, weddings and stuff. So it is, like, in there. Like, I would love to see that. But
I haven't seen Friends in 15 years, 10 years probably. But you could still, like, sometimes... I'll be scrolling past something and it'll be like a clip of Friends, but it hasn't actually started playing yet. And I can tell just by what the person's wearing. Like, I've said this before.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I know exactly what's happening in that scene. I know what this is called. I know every plot line. Based on like a Rachel sitting there wearing a white t-shirt.
Wow. You're like not the Rain Man, the Rain Woman of Friends trivia.
Yeah.
Well, that's fun.
We'll figure something out.
Yeah. So anyways, they play the game. I can't even remember what it was. I didn't write it down.
It was a white party.
Oh, yeah, that's right. It was the challenge. So I do love when they were guessing, they went down the line and Raja says, fist me hard in the ass.
I
love how she says stuff like that. Like that.
I know, because she was a little more uppity and hoity-toity on her season and just like not as fun, I don't think. And now she's just like loose and she's just like... She's just letting her...
Yeah, she's no longer a Heather. I feel like she's somewhere between, like... Yeah. Like, she's just chilled out a bit. So, a Jinx won. She got it off of, like, nothing. I was very impressed with her guest there. And Rue says, let's see what Jinx has won. Oh, you've won nothing. That was funny, in a way. Yeah. Okay, so Rue announces the realness of Fortune Ball. 3 looks. Vanna White realness, before and after, and the realness of Fortune Eleganza. Which has to be made from scratch.
I usually don't like balls that much because I feel like they're a little tedious and like it's too much for me to like visually take in or remember. But I was excited because I was like, well, this will just be fun to watch them all banter in the workroom.
I know.
All these women together.
That was like the most fun I've had, just all of them. And it was like a majority of the episode because there's not like a challenge. Like it's just the runway. So like we're going to see some workroom stuff too.
And just
so...
having Jinx as all of us.
Oh yeah,
being that person, and I love the fact that there are no real stakes, so we didn't have to see her cry and say, "I'm gonna lip sync my motherfucking life off."
Yeah, there's no
see any meltdowns or anything.
There's no risk really, even though like you want to do well. And it's interesting because I just started listening to Jinx's podcast. A high recommend. Hi, Jinx, and she.
What does she talk about? Like, does she recap Drag Race? Or
no, she just has. She just interviews like a lot of Drag Race queens and like. Sort of like the queer zeitgeist, like Joelkim Booster and other people
Joelkim. Yeah,
yeah.
That movie came out.
It comes out today.
Today.
Yes. Colin and I are going to do an episode next week on it, so I can't wait. This is Fire Island that we're talking about. I can't wait.
I have been waiting with bated breath for that thing for like
forever,
year and a half or whatever.
Yes, I can't wait.
Well, if you can recommend a good episode for Jinx, let me know.
Oh yeah, that's where I was going with all this. And she had Jujubee on this last episode, and it was a great episode. And they talked, she's starting to talk about All-Star 7, and she's like, the next episode that's coming up was a bad week for me. And she says it's a ball. And she's like, and and she talks about how she was like spiraling out, and she just like says like how
she didn't seem like it.
Yeah, she didn't. And honestly, I don't think her dress was like that bad. Like before I watched the episode too, so I was like, oh man, she must do really bad.
Subscribed.
Yeah, awesome. But
that must be why Trinity went over to her then, because
yes, she talked about Trinity.
She probably saw her. Oh, I'm excited. Okay, cool.
Yeah, and she talked about how Trinity, like, not only in that episode, but like every episode, she's always just like, "Who needs help?" And I love that. I just really,
I
know.
She had Laganja
on. Yeah, actually, I assigned the one with Bennett LeCreme to Colin. It's a good episode. I feel like you'd really like it too.
See, that's the one I would almost avoid, because I feel like the two of their energy might be a little too much for me.
Yeah, but it's surprisingly pretty subdued, because they've been friends for so long that it's like chill. There's no like put on sort of. Yeah. All right. So what happens next here? Okay, so they spin this wheel. So this wheel was rigged, right? Like we all know that, like,
it had to have been, because I feel like at one point it looked like it was about to stop for like Raja maybe, and it looked like it was about to do like a take another spin, but then it landed on blue. Or
yeah, it was like it just like spun a little bit more. I was like, and what a shitty thing to do to Evie, like $1,500, and then have that taken away. I was like, that sucks. And then they gave
it
to
money for every episode though. And they're all
yes,
rich,
but like also like Evie hasn't won anything yet, but like neither has the Vivian, and I feel like the Vivian, like, she also didn't win any cash prize for winning UK. So
is she allowed to receive this?
I don't know. There's probably some sort of like, I don't know, bylaw or something that like hopefully she can. I'd like to think that she would.
I wonder how tedious this must have been. Like how many times they had to really spin that wheel before everyone finally
Yeah, that's what I didn't know. Like, how many spins did they get, because, like, they go back and spin again. So just to kind of blow through these, who goes first? So Jinx is the Lavender Fields of Provence. France is how Rue said it. Shay has the White Cliffs of Dover. Monet has the Emerald Isles of Ireland. Jada has Black Sand Beach of Hawaii. Raja has the Golden Pagoda of Yangon, Myanmar.
That's so perfect for Raja too.
Yes.
For Raja, I picture her in gold.
Yes. I was like, oh, she's got this in the bag. And then the Vivian is the great blue hole. Jesus Christ. That sounds like that was my name in prison, you know? One of those jokes.
That would be the one that I'd want.
I think I'd want blue. I'd want green. I love green a lot.
You're wearing green.
I am wearing green, actually.
So am I, Amanda.
You are. See, that's interesting, because I think that's like, you're wearing like, I'd call it blue, but I see where you're going with. It's like a teal, but Keon would say that too. Keon would say that that's green. And I've taken like colorblind tests before. I'm like on TikTok, so it's official. I'm a doctor now. Ed. Yeah, wait. So and the last two are Evie gets the Pink City of Jaipur, India, and then Trinity gets the Red Scare, literally, of Moscow, Russia. So
that's the one I wouldn't want, because I look so bad in red.
I don't know.
It just makes my cheeks go like, I look like an actual clown.
I don't think I look good. I look good in like more of a pink than a red for sure.
I think all men look good in pink.
Yeah, I think so too. Anyway. So the ladies get to work, and this is like that like workroom banter that we were talking about. Vivian is making like a classic Vivian silhouette. Trinity's like, she's on it. She's like making that ruffle like 2 minutes in. I would be sweating if I was watching Trinity. It just like sucks, because I get why Jinx wouldn't really want to learn how to sew, but like it sucks.
She
like,
doesn't need to at all.
Sewing machines are crazy. Even like because during the pandemic, I started sewing masks, and it took me like a good 5 hours to make one mask and just like understand how it worked. And then I was fine. But
were you like distributing them out and like selling them?
Yeah, we would make them and then give them to, there was like a local, I don't know if it was like a hospital. Keon would just like take them. I never took them. Great, Keon just like would put them in bags. I'm like, look at all the good I do. But it was fun. Like it was something to do. I know. It's crazy to think back on that.
That was wild.
Because that was before like anyone actually had like, because, you know, regular just like KN95 masks and just like those surgical masks, you couldn't find them anywhere. So we're like, let's just make them ourselves. We still have some of them. But
me too. I have a million of them.
Anyway, so Monet said, it's just interesting. The last thing she made was the sponge dress, which was just rubbish in every sense of the word.
I feel like she should have just remade the sponge dress because it's green.
Yeah.
Or like made it better or something. But I do like what she made.
Yes, I actually really liked Monet. I think she could have been in the top, maybe, if I'm remembering correctly. More on that later. I love this segment with Raja. She's like breaking the tube that the fabric came in. And then she talks about how she sews at home. And she's like, there's a taxidermy peacock. Oh. And she would have a goblet of cold white wine in her hand and a caftan. She's like, and I luxuriate in the process. That's like the perfect day.
And you know when she says goblet, it's a goblet.
Oh, yes. And then she wraps it up by saying, you know what would make this perfect right now? A fat ass blunt and two bottles of wine. I was like, ugh.
Isn't the world so much more fun now, media wise, now that we're allowed to just admit that we smoke pot?
Yeah, for sure. I just.
Oh, dude. On Monday, before I realized that I was sick, I took an edible in the morning.
Oh, no, Amanda.
And I have this new car, right? And I have my old... I never get days off, so I'm like, I'm going to take an edible. And so it's like now 10 o'clock, it's just starting to hit. And my dad's like, are you busy? And I was like, no, this is my first day off. I'm just chilling in bed. It's awesome. And he's like, well, I'm right outside your house. Let's do this. Let's get this done. Because we needed to my car like inspected to see what needed to be repaired, so how much it's worth. And I'm like, I'm not, no. He's like, I'll be back in 20 minutes, but let's do this. I want to get this over with. No warning whatsoever. This is just pure Don Kaczynski.
Nightmare.
Yes. So, and I was like, no, Dad, I can't. I'm like, I took an edible. And then he just goes, what's an edible? And he's like, and I was like, okay, look, I can't. Like, there's no way this was happening. I'm like, I can't drive. So I'm like, tomorrow morning, you can pick me up at like 7 a.m. and we can go. So he picks me up and I'm like sick as shit. And we go and I'm like, yeah, no, I had taken it. And he's like, well, what is an edible? I'm like, you know, like a gummy. And he's like, a gummy what? And I like did not. I didn't really,
oh my gosh. You had to spell it out. Yeah.
I'm like THC. And he's like, what? And I'm like, it was pot, legal marijuana. And he goes, oh my God, Amanda. He's like, you know, the world is just such a crazy place. I'm like, is that worse? It's I would argue that it's better than me like drinking alcohol. And he's like, oh, I just don't know. He was so disappointed.
Oh, Don. I mean,
like, it's legal. I'm like, there's one across the street from your house. You can walk from your house in 1 minute.
Yeah.
He's like, I didn't even know that.
Amanda. I think the only acceptable way that I would like if someone was like outside my house is if they, you know, like as long as they had two bottles of wine and a fat ass blunt and like a pizza, that would be the best. Like that's the kind of night that I would want, like if or like anyone showing up at my house.
Also, I hadn't showered. I was still like, my bed was just gross because I think I'd eaten like spaghetti in it the night before. I was just fucking boogering it out. So I'm like, there's no fucking
way. That sounds like
a
dream. Yeah. I mean, to be honest though, like I cannot like hang in like a blunt circle or anything like that. Like all I need is one puff. Like I can't, I don't want to get more stoned than that because it's just because, especially like I get like enough anxiety. Like if someone walks into the house that I didn't know was coming, it's the worst. Yeah. Even if I'm not stoned, that's the worst. So yeah, I have to have, I don't really do blunts anymore. Anyway, Raja's the coolest. I totally want to hang out with her. And Jada asked Jinx if she knew it was a ball challenge, would she have blocked someone else? And I would totally have blocked Raja. Would you have blocked her or someone else?
I was actually going to mention this. I don't think anyone is ever going to block Raja. I would never block Raja because she's such royalty, I feel.
It's true. She's untouchable.
Yeah, like she's like, she's from like the golden days.
I know. She's so fucking cool.
Oh, did you see that article that came out that Alaska?
No.
This has to be like a hoax. Or like this has to be a long game. That Alaska like made some statement about how she didn't get asked to be on this season and she's really upset and hurt by it.
Whoa. Well, I mean,
it
I think
can't be true.
I don't know. I don't know what the logic is like, because the three that I think about, I mean, the two are like Bob and Alaska for sure.
And but Bob said that he wasn't asked either. So like, I just don't believe this.
I feel like they're going to have another one. They have to have another winter season, and that they're going to be. I just think they didn't want to front load it too much, because with Bob, Jinx, Alaska.
Sharon.
Yeah. Like, I don't think they're going to invite Sharon back. I just don't. She's just like, she's too much of a loose cannon.
What if Tyra Sanchez showed up? Like,
I'd love it. I would love it.
I would love it too.
Honestly, like, I don't think it's gonna happen, but like, I would love to see it. And I feel like Violet Chachki said she would come back. I'd like to see Violet again. But here's what I think about Alaska too. I think I said this on maybe on the Best Supporting Podcast or maybe just to myself. Is that since she's now like really chummy with Willem, that's kind of been a little bit of a, that's, you know, that she might not be in like WoW's good graces, I guess. So
yeah, but she's always very,
but she's Alaska.
But when Willem starts spouting off, Alaska just always goes, oh my God. Like, she never contributes.
That's true. Yes. It's like Willem is saying what everyone's kind of thinking, and Alaska's like, all right, well, I'm not going to go too far into this. So yeah, but I'm interested. We'll see what happens. So Shay says she doesn't want to do a bride design, but then she did it anyway. I don't think it's necessarily.
Yeah, I think this was a worse design than the last one.
Yeah, for some reason, I get it is a bride, but I would have loved to just seen like that white like head wrap and not have the veil. But we'll get to that.
Agreed.
Yeah, that would have been really cool.
I love a turban. Ooh, I love it.
Yeah,
I wish I could pull it off.
Ooh, it would have been great. I want like a turban and a caftan.
I can see you going that route, the Ryan O'Connor route.
Yes, exactly. So Rue enters. She calls Jinx over first. She asks why she blocked Shay. I'm not really too interested in that. And Rue asks her if her sewing skills have improved. And she's like, no, but I'm a really good braider. Which, like, can work.
Great.
Yeah. Monet is doing a 70s look. Monet hasn't been given the plunger. That's all I wrote for her. It's like there's not too much to talk about there. I'm just going to, like, blow through. Jada textures is all. I wrote, like, very skim, like, notes here because I was kind of, like, flying through it. But Rue is obsessed.
It's interesting, though, that she said. Sorry. No, she said. She said different textures is a way to break up the monotony of black.
The black.
I was like, that's such a smart thing to say.
Yes, because I feel like I've heard even, speaking of Alaska and Willem say that like black on the runway is just really hard because it's just like a flat color in a way. So that's cool.
When Sahara Davenport came out in that black cat suit, Rue said that one funny thing. What was it? Remember that?
Was she wearing a suit? I don't even remember this
look. It was
look.
Like a cat suit, and Rue said like, oh, like she said something like, fuck.
Are you talking about Jesus?
Sahara Davenport. It like.
Oh
well,
yes.
You know what I'm talking about, right? What was it?
Oh, everyone's like screaming at them. What will people say? Is that what it is?
Yes. Oh, thank God.
Yes, yes.
My heart was a pitter patter.
Yeah, I thought you were talking about oh my sweet gherkin,
no,
but that was Tyra.
What will people say?
What will people say? I do love that. Rue is obsessed with Evie's boogeyman. I think Rue wants to fuck Evie in like this weird way.
You see next episode, dude.
I can't wait. Okay.
Oh, like, whoa. Like, everyone will have sex with Evie after, in my opinion.
I love it. Evie's color is pink, and she's thinking of doing like a pink mesh bodysuit from head to toe. And
fine. Punk it up.
Yeah, punk it up. Then more workroom stuff. Jada's coming in hot. She wants that star. So and she got it too. So she's pulling out all the stops for her dress. Shay does the bride thing anyway. Trinity is also working to the bone. She has like a breastplate on. Her outfit is crazy. Like the fact that she whipped that up so quickly and let it just like fits her. I think the hardest thing about this would be
the fit.
The fit because like. I know she probably doesn't wear too much padding anyway, but, like, for any other queen, like, I feel like it would make it too... I would have to, like, sew or, like, make it with my padding on and just, like, try it on.
The cutouts. Yes, the cutouts. Yeah, that was... Wow.
Yes.
I think we could both wear this and look as good, right?
Yeah, right? I would just be, like, a busted can
like
of biscuits.
I'd hug my figures.
A roll here, a roll there. Oh, God.
Hilarious.
So Jinx is struggling, and you can sort of see her falling apart a little bit. I do love when she said, she's like, I'm just sitting over here in Glutown, USA, population Jinx, the way
that
she
was
said
so
that.
Cute.
She says it in like a derpy voice. Yeah.
I love that, because if I was struggling and someone came over and was like, do you want help? I would feel weird saying like, yes, I do need help. Whereas Trinity was just like, let's do it. Come on. Let's
yes.
go. Let's go. We're doing it. Like, so, like forcing her help on me. That's the only way I think I could accept it. So God bless her.
I know. I love that she's just like, because it didn't take too much to kind of really, you know, elevate it as much as possible with the time given to. And I do love like afterwards, Jinx just saying like, ugh, I hate my dress. And then she's finally able to like laugh
yeah.
about it. And the whole room laughs. Of course, they close up shot on Evie laughing her head off. It happens every 5 minutes. I'm not even kidding. Every time the group laughs, they're showing her laughing. I feel like the editors are in on it. You know what I mean?
No, now everyone's going to notice.
Oh, my gosh. It was crazy this episode. Like, it was, I think I had a couple more notes about it, too. So, oh, that laugh.
Jinx goes, like, she almost, like, she said in one sentence the exact spiral. She's like, first I was really liking my dress, and then I started kind of hating my dress, and then I started hating the fact that I hated my dress.
Yes. And I know what that, I know what, she's like, I hate that I hate my dress, and I know exactly what she means by that.
Yeah, we all get it.
Yeah, we've all created something. Yeah.
Yeah, and then she can just say, oh, I fucking hate my dress. Everyone is able to laugh.
Yeah, because everyone knows. And that's the worst, too, when you're the only one. Yeah. I'm trying to think of, like an example for both of us where, like, it's just a real life, like, you know, this purple dress. But it's, we all know what that feels like. Anyway. The next day, the queens walk into the workroom. They're getting ready in the mirror. Raja is talking like a British accent, and she's like, I think it's getting better. And here we go. Viv says, is it? And then Evie laughs. Yeah, she's just like, it's too much. It's too much. Monet is excited for her outfit. That got me excited for her because I do think she did well. Monet. They kind of like showed a little bit of the green. I think it's a good color for her. Okay, so here's...
Yeah, and they're like, ooh, look at that booty. And I love Monet just being like, I like that I have curves and I got a big donk-a-donk.
Yes, small waist, big talent. I think that was like her catchphrase, which is pretty catchy, actually. So here, let's talk about these alliances, because this is where like they invite Jinx over. I do love that she starts a conversation by like, what is the alliance talking about? Because like clearly everyone
yeah.
knows what's going on.
Yeah,
but this
stupid.
Is the perfect moment to reel her in. Because she's like,
yeah, when she's down on her
way. Yeah, when she's down. And then she's like, they're like, come on, it's such a good idea. But she's like, is it though? I just love that she like had enough of a brain to be like, I can't promise you that I'll never block you. Because like, if it comes down to the wire, I would
yeah.
totally block you. Yeah, like,
well,
it's too much.
Here's the thing I don't think anyone even mentioned yet, is that even if there's three of you in an alliance, statistically... There's no, like, what if you and me and Latrice are in an alliance and then us two are in the bottom? Like, oh, wait. No, wait. That's not how it goes. That's not how it works.
Yeah, there's no bottom. So
oh,
it's like,
never mind.
It's just really blocking. Like, they want to get as many stars as they can. And with that trio of people, or and if not more, like, they can ensure that no one's going to turn on each other. It kind of is a good idea. But again, it's like, I like that Jinx says no. And then Trinity asks Shay to join the alliance. And at this point, I started getting, like, secondhand, like, cringe. I was just like, just let it
yeah.
go. Like, I don't think...
Don't do it.
And Shay made, like, a good point. This only really benefits Monet because
totally.
Monet is the only one who hasn't been blocked yet. But I thought that was, like, a very clever way to, like, say no. But, like, you better watch what Monet is doing over there. So it was, like, a nice, like, misdirect on Shay's... And then Jada walks up. But like
yeah, little Jada.
Yeah, she's like, what
she
are you talking about?
She just saw the top about? Of her head walk up. Teeny.
Yeah, exactly. She's still wearing those shoulders. Room for one more. Okay, so that's pretty much all the alliance talk. I don't think that's ever going to span out, but you never know.
Never needs to come back, yeah.
Yeah, so Rue is on the runway. She has this plink. pink flowery
Blinko.
Moment. Yeah, Blinko. It's a great game. The hair is so beautiful. This like blonde wig is just like... heavenly. I don't know who Kirby Howell Baptiste is, but she says, why do women kill? Is that like a TV show? Should have looked this up.
Oh, why women kill.
Why women kill. Because she says, why do women kill? Okay, got it. She's cool. I liked her. I just
What's
didn't.
Her name? Kirby?
Kirby Howell Baptiste.
I think she might be in Barry.
Oh, fun.
Possibly. Have you seen Barry ever?
I think I saw the first like 3 or 4 episodes and it was good. I liked it, but you know, in classic Nick Cannon fashion, I just stopped.
Yeah, she doesn't get a Gary.
She's Gary.
Barry.
Jesus, Barry. Gary.
And she's also in the show Love on Netflix. You know, I love that show.
You do love Love. Yeah. Okay, so the first, I'm going to pull up because Amanda and I both have this, this link.
Yeah, yeah. This is great.
Courtesy of tomandlorenzo.com. So thank you, Tom and Lorenzo, if you're listening. So we're going to go through all the queens, just like we're going to take Jinx first and just talk about all three looks. So I do have to say, like, I loved all the queens' reactions to Vanna White. I know you teased
them
last
week. Except for Evie Oddly, who clearly didn't know who she was.
Yeah, some queens, like, made it down the runway, I feel.
Just Evie and Vivian.
Okay, got it. Yeah, it makes sense for Vivian.
But Vivian just goes, hello me.
Yes, that was kind of
cute. Evie just says, like, I think they had to be like, that's Vanna White, Evie. Also, Evie looked nothing like Vanna White. Like, not like, dude.
Honestly, I think Evie did worse than Jinx in this challenge. Like, her only.
I thought Jinx was amazing other than her, like, purple look.
Yeah, I'm into it. So speaking of Jinx, let's talk about this. So her Vanna White realness, she came out in all black. I think this was fine. I don't think I'm getting Vanna White from it, but I do love how she was just like, to use Raja's word, luxuriating and just like being out there. And she realized it was Vanna right away, which I loved.
Yeah, love it. The Betty Davis.
No, it was, hold on, let me scroll through my notes.
Oh, Baby Jane Fonda.
Yeah, whatever happened to Baby Jane Fonda, really.
This was amazing. And then she does dance, like the I'm getting a message for daddy. Have you guys done that on BSA or you did it on No Good?
No, I did on the No Good Very Bad Gay. I think I did. Yeah, I think I did. But yeah,
she's
I thought
great.
The perfect combo, a really solid, mashup, I guess we'll call it.
And I would love to see her do Baby Jane. Like, as a Snatch Game character or something. She's
oh, yeah.
So
why hasn't anyone done Betty Davis?
Well, Alaska was Baby Jane when she was with Alyssa.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Dula. Oh, she's so bad. I love that her name was Bland in the skit.
Oh, yeah, Bland.
Bland. Okay, so honestly, again, if I didn't know that there was so much stress about this third look... I was pleasantly surprised by it.
I like the addition of all the little, like, things on her arms and stuff. That
yes.
That she, like, stuck to her arms.
I think it's, like, I don't know what the word is, but, like, it just, like, it's draped, maybe is the word. It just, like, hangs over her body, like, really well. I was actually fine with this.
I didn't like the mask thing. I would have removed that.
Oh.
I thought that looked really afterthought-y.
Sure, yeah, it's like I need to take off one more thing, as Coco Chanel would say. So yeah, overall, I'd give it like a B+, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so Shay is up next. Her Vanna White look, it looked a little pinkish. I don't know why, and maybe it's just the lighting, but I think she looked great. The silhouette's beautiful.
I think this would have been Vanna White if she'd taken that bow off the front. Because Vanna's just always,
yes.
Vanna's dresses all just look like Trinity's dress.
Yeah, Vanna looks like a news anchor. You know what I mean? Like, whatever, like, a news anchor would wear, like a weather woman or something. But, you know, sometimes she has a little bit glitz. You see, you mentioned Trinity. Is that what you said?
Yeah, Trinity's, yes. Like, rhinestone look. That's Vanna.
Yes, absolutely. And then, what was her... let me go down here. We had...
Gold Tooth Fairy.
Thank you. I should have wrote... I did write them down, but I'm like scrolling through my notes like a
maniac. Said... I'm looking at the website.
Oh, it is there. Really yeah. It's literally right in front of my face. Amanda's like, open your eyes. And I like this. I think this is like a weird episode for Shay because like she's kind of taken a backseat the past two episodes, but she's still putting out like good work. I mean, Snatch Game was a little not great, but I do like the Gold Tooth Fairy. And then, again, I think, like, I could just picture it almost. Without this veil, it would be
that would have been
so great.
Cool.
Mm-hmm. So cool. They didn't bring it up that she did it on All Stars 5, but still. Okay, so Monet. Carson said that she was giving Wheel of Fortune After Dark. Again, oh my gosh, I have to talk about this. It's, I cannot not see Colin now that I know.
I know.
It is.
And he doesn't look like him, but there's something mouth and nose adjacent.
Yes,
that,
even the gesture
like,
of
the
him like with his hands
his
in
words.
The air. Yes, yeah. There was something that he said. He said like, OMG, what was it? Maybe it was in the critiques.
And Colin, I would take this as a compliment too, because I think Carson has the most beautifully kissable lips. Like, his lips are so luscious and just like,
Yeah, for
so,
sure.
There's something.
Yeah, but like, I cannot not see it. I was like cackling because it's so spot on. So spot on.
Well, I'm glad he didn't take offense to it.
Yeah,
so
no, a high compliment. High praise, indeed. So
me and Jody said on Beverly Hills, we were like, yeah, Nick totally is Jerry Seinfeld. I'm like,
me,
I kind of want to know what we are.
I know, I want to figure it out.
But then we're both like, do we though?
Yeah.
I you'd be really nervous to say it.
I'm going to have to dig deep. But we'll figure it out. I kind of like it. So anyway, Monet with her Vanna White outfit, you know, that slit was high, but I kind of loved it. Her like ass was out and she
it's
has
funny,
great
it's
thighs.
Campy.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's
cool. So next, Bob the Drag Queen Elizabeth. I thought that
I
was
loved.
One yes. of my favorite mashups, to be honest. I think she could have went even further with the paint on the head, too.
A little more paint,
yes.
like, showing. But what a great idea, especially just because everyone knows the fact that they're best friends, and they also, they do look alike. Like, they do really resemble each other. Like, on their sibling rivalry, like,
yeah, I love
picture,
their logo, yes.
It's really hard to tell them apart. So this was so funny. I bet Bob loved this.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure. I hope they talk about it on the pod. And then I actually really liked her green look a lot. I did like the fro. I love, like, the red. I think it fits her so mm-hmm. well. I thought it was really cool. Honestly, like, she was, like, one of my, like, top three, top four.
Yeah, I love this.
Gals. But speaking of the tops, Jada Essence Hall. I really liked her.
Beautiful.
I loved
Vanna.
Yes, and I loved that she was the one who went ding and then she ding! Talked. Yes, I love that. I was like, this is so cute. She was like, her smile is so beautiful.
And she said, I think Vanna White was the first white lady ever allowed in my house growing up.
Yeah, that was cute.
I just love hearing that too, like the history of just everyone like watching it with their grandmothers or the fact that everyone
yep.
just recognizes her. I was thinking, do you think you'd recognize her right off the bat?
I don't think I would, to be honest. Like, it would take me a second. But, like, it makes sense. I mean, obviously, they knew who they were impersonating. And, like, the fact that she wasn't at the judge's table, I feel kind of bad that she was just, like, off to the side. I'm like, at least
it's
put
really
her at the table.
She's just, like, standing there, like,
yeah.
Hi.
She's like, I hope I don't get red. I love the little things they, like, spoon-fed her.
Yeah, they make her sick.
The
like, queen stole my look.
Yes, it's really cute.
She doesn't
it's
get
like
the reference.
Permissible though, you know. Yeah. So her mashup was Bag Lady in red. I do love this red. I love the like mini book bags as well, or like
yeah.
whatever they were.
Awesome.
So cool. I love the head wrap. The way the hair just kind of like falls to the side. I just thought she looked like a million bucks. And And then the Black Sand Beaches of Hawaii look was, you know what I wanted? I wanted a cape. I wanted a black cape.
Ooh, that'd
like
be
like a
cool.
really dramatic,
I
just something.
Because
she's so, yeah. so tiny.
That instead I just, of the spikes?
I think keep the spikes, but like give me a cape. I wanted
that'd
like
be cute.
A big,
yeah,
crazy, like Trinity the Tuck train, you know? But regardless, it looks incredible. I can't
yeah,
believe
I
she made
it.
This. So cool. Proud to see it. Okay, so Evie,
your favorite.
Yeah, I mean,
she's your new Manila, hey.
I mean, I think I like her more than now. I like Manila. I mean, I just went through
good.
A phase, but like,
yeah.
I would definitely say that like her. No one. It's like in the notes here. It says Evie clearly had no idea who Vanna White was, and maybe she
yeah,
didn't.
Yeah, I'm looking at that.
Yeah. But like this was
she's
not
young, though. Isn't she like 23, 24?
Yeah,
something?
I guess so.
But
there's that.
Wheel of Fortune's still on though.
Yeah, she's still kicking. So
no excuse. Yeah.
Bitch, get into it. Yeah, she looked like Ariel. She looked like Ariel the mermaid.
Yeah.
Like it's a cool look. Like I like the big wig.
Yeah, but this is in no way inspired by Vanna White. She just,
no.
like, just had this dress. And
yeah,
like,
she's
this
like,
is fine.
I'll wear this. I mean, but with that being said, like, I loved Cardi B Arthur. I thought that was
yeah,
so,
was great.
Almost as much as Bob the Drag Queen Elizabeth. I thought those were the two, like, most clever. And her third look was fine. Like, I think
I didn't
it was
like it at all,
I think it was worse
than
Jinx.
Like
scraps. Yeah, like she had like her face
cut
out.
The cape saved it a bit, but
yeah.
She takes the cape off and I don't like it. It's Eevee though. It's very Eevee. So
yes, exactly.
I'm sure it's fine.
All right, so the Vivian.
Oh God, I love her so much.
I love this like peach velvet look. I thought she looked like she just, I mean, again, her makeup, her face is so beautiful. I thought it was like very, probably like one of my top three Vannas, to be honest.
For sure. Yeah, it's very 80s Vanna.
Yeah, it was. I just
Dynasty
yeah.
Vanna.
I wish she had like some shoulder pads going on. Like, why not?
That would have been great, yeah.
And then, what was the second look?
Princess Diana Ross.
Okay. Yeah. I get it. I think there was like some thought put into like even like how she like walked down the runway. It was fine. It wasn't my favorite look.
I feel like the hair was the Diana Ross part, but like she could have just stuck with the disco pants, and that could have been the Diana Ross reference, and then had Princess Diana hair.
Yeah. Diana on the top, Diana on the bottom.
Ross on the bottom.
Yeah, Ross.
But although it didn't, I mean, we see how well that worked out for Katya.
Yeah, that's true. Okay, but I do love her third look. It's, like, very RuPaul.
Oh,
RuPaul was, like, drooling over this. Yeah,
yeah.
And just, like, the way that it, like, the ruching, is that the word? Like, over, like,
yeah,
her midsection, so there's no, like...
Yeah, it's a perfect fit.
Yeah, I was just blown away by that. She looks beautiful. Okay, Raja.
Okay, did you notice that moment I talked about where she came out and she was about to do, like,
yes!
A, and halfway up, she just, like, oh, my fucking God!
Yes, so funny. And
so
like
charming.
I think the best Vanna. I really do. Like the hair.
Yeah.
This is like 80s Vanna. The way it like it's like
totally.
One shoulder out. The hair, the bangs. I was so into it.
Yeah.
And what a
it's
shame.
So
because like I feel she could have easily been in the top had it not been for the John Waters mustache.
Easily.
Yeah.
Oh,
like,
yeah, true. Yeah.
Because I didn't see anything about Olivia Newton-John Waters that was John Waters. And like Carson said, like, I think I had to get like my, it's like bifocals out to look. And even then you couldn't see it. And I was like.
Yeah, you definitely couldn't see them. But I mean,
yeah.
This is like a great Olivia Newton-John look. This is insane.
Yeah, it's
God,
great.
Her body is still so good.
I know. And then the third look that was just.
I think her Wikipedia page has her in a dress like this, like the picture that it shows for
yeah,
her.
Yeah, I picture
Wikipedia.
Her, like you said, it's just like, this is Raja's color. Like, she just, like, exudes gold and just, like, royalty. And this, like, the little, like, glasses she had on that stick. And, like, I love the silver hair with all the gold. I just thought that was, like, such a cool touch. I am obsessed with Raja.
I'm looking at her Wikipedia page and she's wearing a white.
Oh, never mind.
With a black wig, but fine.
But it was so good. I love Raja, and it's a shame she wasn't in the top because of that mustache.
Yeah,
but like, what else? I don't know. She could have like wore a
she
suit.
She keeps really
maybe?
Almost getting in there. Like Snatch Game, remember? She did so good too.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like her time's coming. So let's hope. Trinity, I liked Trinity. I do think she had the best Vanna dress. But maybe not the
yeah.
Unless she's very pageanty. I do think that like top four Vannas for me, absolutely. What was her set?
RuPaul Charles the second.
Sure.
I think that's funny. That's great.
Yes. There was something about the makeup that I didn't like with both Vanna and that though. I'm looking at the. I mean, she's incredible though. And the third look really just is like it's so
right.
good. The peekaboo is that peekaboo cutouts? What am I trying to say?
Yeah, peekaboo.
Just like a triumph, like the necklaces that are like over the breastplate. I don't know if that's fabric or necklace or jewelry, but I just couldn't believe she made that. So I guess worthy enough to be in the top. Wish it was Raja, but there's that. So Trinity and Jada won their first, both of them, the they're legend stars. I really have to think of like how to say that. And the lip sync song was Green Light by Beyonce.
I've never heard it.
You know what? It's
that.
Funny. I don't think I've heard of this either. I liked it. I didn't know it. And the lip sync was great. I was like, I didn't know where it was going. I was like, this could go to Trinity, but they held more on Jada, and I was like, okay, it's gonna be her, and that's exciting. And again, so happy for Jada. Like you said, she doesn't need a redemption, but I'm glad she's on the board. I'm glad people can, you know.
I think she's a front runner too. She's been good in everything. Look at this picture of her handing Jinx the plunger. Do you see it? That's like the worst picture of Jinx ever. I'd be so mad. Wouldn't you be pissed?
Tom and she has her mouth open.
Yeah.
Somewhere off camera, Evie's laughing, you know? as soon as the plunger is handed off. you know.
Oh my God.
And I love that Jinx still has that like purple thing over her eyes for the lip sync.
I would have whipped that.
She's like, God damn it. I do love how she says, I deserve this. Really cute. I love Jinx. I'm so excited. I know you already have watched episode 4, but I can't wait. Oh, Latrice.
It's great. You're going to love it. Yeah, here's Latrice.
So hopefully, Squirrel Friends, we will have an episode out in the first half of the week rather than the latter half. But you never know. Things get crazy. Maybe I'll get sick. But hopefully I will have AC by next week. Send out your prayers.
Yes, we're gonna pray for that.
I heard Keon talking to the AC guy now, so I gotta go check that out.
All right.
What are we in for? But do you have anything else, or you think you're ready to go?
No, Latrice is telling me, like, let's get the fuck up and feed me. She's annoying. Go away. All right, guys. Well, thanks for joining us. This has been a fucking blast. I'm enjoying this season.
We're loving All Stars. And we'll see you next time.
Oh, and there's always time for
a cocktail. Right? Bye. Is that what we say? Bye. Okay, bye.
Yeah.